Everybody back again this week. For those of you who don't know who's back, it's Rise Like Phoenix, Giant Shock, Max Barracuda, the A Squad, no joining adjectives, just us. This week on the show, we're going to be discussing who's pounding yet another nail in Nintendo's coffin. Sony tries to sneak one past us, and Microsoft seems to be backpedaling faster than a bizarro Lance Armstrong. We also get stranded on this hellish tropical paradise. But first, like we always like to do, we're going to discuss what we're playing this week.
What are you playing at? Just on Nintendo. Just the flavor of the
week. Now playing.
John, what are you playing this week?
Well, I was on vacay, and the only real video game I played was a slot machine in the Borgata.
I was playing that with you, too, just so everyone knows why we weren't around last week. It's because we were in Atlantic City.
Winning money? Me and Ryze won a little money.
We did.
Just a little bit. I really have no video games that I can really say I played. But
video poker? Anything?
No, the dice were hot, though.
The dice were hot. Were so smoking hot.
Yeah, that's basically, I got nothing this week, but...
Any tips for craps?
Don't know what you're doing, and then you should be good, because once you take reason out of things, luck seems to come your way. Also, give money to your friends and get your karma on your side, and the dice will fall your way.
Nice.
It sounds scientific.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Come at it. You know, there's 1.5 billion of Indian people that believe in it. It's got to be something to it.
Listen to the two big winners from Atlantic City. They're still talking about it.
What number did you play that you hit Nady's birthday, right?
Yeah, I hit my son's birthday for 20 chips and then 10 chips.
I've never seen a man so inside excited about something where he's like, I can't wait to get off this table.
Yeah, I hit it. Everybody's staring. That's what you do. That's what I do anyway. When people see 500 chips rolling towards me, I got to get the fuck out of there.
Actually, I won so good this week, I didn't realize that a 500 chip is bigger than a regular chip.
Oh, it's classier all the way.
Yeah. I was like, wow, look at the size of these
nice
chips.
Nice and purple like a pimp jacket.
Yeah.
Anyway, Max, what are you playing this week?
Well, like you guys, I didn't have a lot of time, but for a very different reason. Mainly prepping the comic book for Comic-Con this year. Booth 1146, by the way.
Jacob yeah, we'll Center. Be doing podcast stuff. Them.
Yeah, we'll be podcasting. Mm-hmm. But I did find a little time to pick up the latest Mass Effect 3 DLC. This is the last DLC for Mass Effect.
Worth the price of admission?
It's a Citadel. It's... It came out to like $15, I think.
That's a good amount for a DLC.
It was a big mission. I was a little disappointed.
It was a big mission, singular?
Couple missions.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a big storyline. But pretty much it's just a big schlocky reason to hang out with all the characters.
See, I'm not a Mass Effect guy, so
that's
I don't know. When did this come out?
This came out probably a month or two ago.
Okay.
It's fairly recent.
I mean, that's a lot of money for a singles, basically, arc in a
story. I actually have the number here, how many points it was. I know it was like...
Like 800?
No, it was...
No, 800's like roughly...
Like 1250?
Where did I see it?
I don't think so.
It's like 1600.
1200.
It's
like 1200.
1200.
Yeah, worth it, though. Because it brings in every character from every game who's still alive at that point. It takes place in the middle of number 3, and it pretty much culminates in you having a party with everybody.
Now, I know a little something about
about
Mass Effect. So, is it affected by the people you chose to live or die?
Well, they're there. Of course, the characters that I lost in number 2 weren't there. They were dead.
Even in the DLC, they allowed that?
Yeah, it was still within your storyline.
That's nice.
But it let you, since it took place in the middle game, it let you kind of interact with every character before you go into the final mission, which a lot of people die.
So you get to find out what they've been doing?
Well, yeah, sort of. It was more of an emotional thing. Like here's your chance to spend a little time with your friends before they are unfortunately killed.
Sort of like everyone on Endor?
A little bit.
Well, like the end of Toe Jam and Earl when you're strolling around Funkatron?
Well, to be fair, the only thing that was actually missing from it was the Ewok song. Yeah, I would have killed for that.
All right.
Well, got a fucking Grunt the Krogan doing his little Ewok dance or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People at home are laughing.
Anyway, I'm playing Kingdom Rush Frontiers, which is the sequel to Kingdom Rush, which is a iOS game on the iPad. And
you've been picking those iOS games.
You know what? Nothing beats a good iOS game because you can sit there, you can chill, you can watch your Netflix, or like me, if you got kids, you could pop on some Yo Gabba Gabba and you can actually get down to some real gaming.
Yeah.
You know, I mean like...
that Yo Gabba Gabba gaming.
Yeah, yeah. No, but Kingdom Rush, I've talked about it on the show before. It's a tower defense game. This one's number 2. It's pretty much the same formula, which is great.
Is it the game with the four little knights?
No. That's Castle Crashers.
That's Castle Crashers. But It's a good game. The only thing that I have to say about this version is, well, I guess the best way to describe it is everybody had Wii Sports, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when Wii Sports came out, or Wii Sports 2 came out, and it was like the like backhanded sports, like it wasn't really.
Wasn't it like resort games or something?
Yeah, yeah, it was like a little ping pong like, instead
but
didn't of
you
tennis.
Need that little thing at the bottom for it,
like yeah, work? You did, but I mean like, that I don't need a thing on the bottom of my. That's not the direction I'm going with this. I'm just saying that it's like in the first Kingdom Rush, you got an archer's tower, and you could either go rangers or guys with guns, the musketeers, and. This one you can either go like Aborigine guys or like it just feels very second tier the towers.
Right. Well, I love castle defense. Like, yeah. Tower defense games are sweet time killers.
It's still a sweet game. It just feels like it's one of those games where it feels like they really loaded up like the best towers in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And the second game, it's a little wackier. Towers a little different. I mean, it's a wacky game in general. It's a very cartoony, cel-shaded.
Was it a deliberate intention to go weird?
I think it was a deliberate intention just to be different. Oh, yeah. They were in the first one. Everything was funny. It was just like Castle Crashers. Right.
Similar graphically?
Very similar graphically. I don't know which studio made it. I'm ashamed to say. But could be same studio even. Pretty sure it's the same studio now that I think of it. The artwork. At least same artist. Definitely same artist.
Okay.
So that's what I'm playing this week. I'd like to mention also that I bought another iOS game that I have yet to play, and that's Plants vs. Zombies 2 came out. So
I've been hearing really good things about it.
Go grab that.
But hearing it's fun.
Right. I got to beat the hell out of this Kingdom Rush first, though.
Did you see the new Xbox One Plants vs. Zombies that's coming out? Plays like Conker's multiplayer?
No.
No, I didn't see
it. Yeah, check that out.
It
looks like a lot of fun.
No.
Yeah, you could jump into the different units and fight.
Does it involve the Kinect in any way?
No.
Of course not, because the Xbox One, although it needs the Kinect.
I smiled so much when I heard this news about their backpedaling.
Right, right. That's on there.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question real quick. I've been getting a lot of emails from like every major entity, basically, buy your Xbox One games.
Right,
now.
You're very important.
I'm just saying.
Are they
still going to do the downloadable
games? How
do I get
on this list?
I mean, they always have the downloadable games. They have them right now.
I mean, like the literal like releases.
Launch
instead of,
day.
Yeah, like literally,
I think it's up to the
like instead of going out and picking up like Call of Duty, you know, I could just go download it from my.
They
kind of
do that already.
No, not on launch day. They were talking about it. I'm pretty sure they're still gonna go that way. There hasn't been any word, but yeah,
it's inevitable.
Well, I mean, I'd rather do that because, like, they're saying, like, oh, this. I've heard like reports that like all these games are getting pre-ordered, like all the new gen systems. It's going to be hard to find some of the good games, you know.
That's a good point.
Because
you worried about that? I'll look into
it. I expected when I initially bought the thing just to have the ability to be like, I'm not going to the store to buy the games. I'm like, why would I pre-order it? I would just go buy it right from the Xbox One.
Right.
So I'll look into that.
You know what?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it's definitely going to be an option. I think what they did away with was the fact that it's mandatory.
Yeah. I just hope that, like, I don't get, you know, jerked on day one being like, I got to wait
with
now.
No games. Yeah, 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 games. Yeah.
Oh, let's go find.
Yeah, you have the world's most expensive TV remote.
Yeah. It's like, I guess I'll play some. I can't even, it's not even backwards compatible, right?
That's a good point. Anyone who's interested in that, I will definitely have the answer next episode, next week.
Cool.
All right, so let's hit the news right now. Anybody?
Do it.
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
I had the chance to see Huey Lewis this weekend, by the way.
Free concert in the park,
in
right?
Eisenhower Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, in what, Hicksville?
No, it's Queens.
Anyway, so I'm going to let you guys decide which news thing we're going to go for. We have all three systems, major systems, to choose from. What do we want to do? We want to do the Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation?
Let's do Nintendo.
I'm fascinated.
Get the hate
out the way. Yeah, I'm fascinated by this Nintendo story. What else are they fucking up now?
They didn't fuck up anything.
Well, who's fucking them
they
over?
They got
then?
Royally dissed on Twitter, my friend.
I just feel that like Nintendo's going to be sour, so let's get the sour out of the way so we can cleanse our palate.
All right, well, Capcom came out and they said that they are definitely not planning on bringing any sort of version of Street Fighter, the new one coming out, or any other one to the Nintendo Wii.
Really?
How many makers does that make already for Nintendo Wii that's saying they're not going to put out there?
But that's
here's the thing. Capcom came out a couple months ago, and also people were clamoring for the new Mega Man, and everyone was excited because Mega Man's a new character
in
Smash Brothers.
It's weird because it seemed like they were...
That's like losing...
teaming up a little bit for the new Smash Brothers and getting Mega Man.
No, well, they came out a couple months ago and said that they're not making a new Mega Man for the Wii.
Bummer.
That seems like it's like a breakup, and that's just the hoodie that Capcom had to lose. It was like, you can use Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just this one.
But we're out of here.
Yeah, and this comes from what you guys were referring to before, I assume. EA's announcement last year that they will not be developing anything on the Wii U at all.
That, I mean, they lose out a lot of big
Nintendo's
titles.
Really just...
Right. Nintendo didn't have a comment for losing that Capcom.
No!
Right.
This is a bad.
But just so you guys know, through me being who I am, I bribed a Nintendo intern to actually... So I actually got the audio of what happened as soon as they got that call from Capcom. You're not going to hear it anywhere else, but let me bring it up to you right now.
What's the answer? She's going to sink, Captain. She can't sink. She's unsinkable. It's a mathematical certainty. With that amount of underwater damage, she can't stay afloat.
That's an exclusive.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened to them.
It's almost like they hit some sort of obstacle.
It's almost like they're sinking.
Yeah, like they hit a big obstacle, like something called an iceberg or a Wii U, and they just can't bail themselves out anymore.
Right, I can't imagine why Nintendo's doing bad. They have no third-party support, no sales, and a refusal to accept modern technology.
And a really just stupid gimmick at this point.
Right, well, they are very gimmicky.
Pete, that's not so bad.
It's so good. Try it.
They are trying to fight it. They got the Wind Waker coming out October, which is...
But that's a game I've already played, right?
I've already played it.
Donkey Kong Country, played Tropical it. Freeze coming out.
Is that new?
I don't know that one.
It's new, but it's a side-scroller.
Meh. No, that's fine. That's what they made their older, you know...
In the 80s.
Super Mario 3D World, which is 3D, obviously.
Is that a remake of another game put 3D?
No, brand new.
Okay. Is it going to play like new Super Mario Brothers or Mario 64?
Mario 64.
So 3D, full-on 3D environment. Okay.
Right. The only thing, the saving grace that they have right now is I'm pretty sure it's the third month in a row that the 3DS was the top-selling console.
Well, yeah, it's affordable. Kids like it.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's really like, loosely saying it's a console. It's like it's a handheld.
It's a console. Console's a console.
Well, let's put it in games. Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Dark Mansion. Moon where he kills.
Dark Moon Rising.
Yeah. Luigi's Mansion.
Mansion just sold for.
I love the
800,000th copy.
I love the GameCube version. I'm not gonna lie. It's a guilty pleasure.
No, it's a new one. Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, I love the original.
Now, is 800,000 a pretty good number for
Nintendo?
For a character like Luigi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's killer.
No, that's one of their guys, you know? You figured, like...
Luigi's not their guy.
Oh, he's
Luigi's definitely not their
association,
guy.
Association, my
friend. No, it goes Mario, Kirby... Mario, Link, Kirby... It's like
Disney
Gambit.
Going, like, we want to put out a Rescue Rangers movie with Chip, not Dale.
Right.
Exactly.
Not gonna work.
I mean, he's up there.
Nah, Chip ain't nowhere near Dale.
Anyway, all right. So we talked about that a little bit. What are we doing? Sony or Microsoft, boys?
Let's do Sony.
Yeah, let's save the one that's our favorite for last.
Okay. Well, Sony is launching. According to the Wall Street Journal, Sony might be launching a pay TV service such as Netflix or anything like that.
Get in line.
The interesting thing that I found out about it. Well, that I found interesting, is that so many people on the boards were saying that they were going to go with the PlayStation 4 after the Xbox came out with the announcement that they were going to kind of gravitate towards TV.
Right.
And they were like, oh, you know, the PlayStation 4, Sony understands us gamers. It's really for hardcore gamers. And the whole time, Sony was letting that go down. And they're like, yeah, we totally understand you guys, but they're doing this.
Well, here's the thing. It's a revenue stream. You got your Netflix, and then Amazon jumped on there. Hulu's up there. Xbox announced at E3 that they were going to have the Steven Spielberg Halo series.
They've definitely been planning this for a while, though, because I remember seeing this back in the day when they didn't agree to Netflix.
But if there's one thing that Sony does that, say, Microsoft doesn't, is they hold their tongue a little bit. Microsoft comes out there and go, these are our policies, and everyone goes boo, and then Sony waits a month until Xbox blows their load, and they're like, well, we're doing everything different.
Well, they didn't even come out with it. The Wall Street Journal reported Sony had made a deal with Viacom.
It's going to be a streaming television site, basically?
Well, they made a deal with Viacom right now, which is MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central.
Right.
Spike. I really feel that it's kind of like when Blockbuster was late to the show with their online like rentals, where it's everyone's either a Hulu person or a Netflix person.
I don't know about that.
I don't think really, so. You're I think introducing, this could hit it.
Yeah, you're introducing like, my Xbox One into it at the same time.
No, no, I'm not
talking
about
the console. I think it's going to depend on the content that they're giving you.
That's what I was about to say. I said, unless they have something sweet with the content.
Yeah. Well, if to combat the Halo series, they show up with an Uncharted series.
Because I think there's nothing better than Netflix, because now they're starting to do their own original programming.
And it's all good.
Well,
and
if anyone noticed, like I said before, a Sony movie has never showed up on Netflix because they refused to sell their movies to Netflix.
Do you have like, a specific, probably anyone's
Spider-Man, I guess, has never been on.
Spider-Man. It's on TNT.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, I can put it on now.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, whatever, a lot of Sony, and they also said that there are talks with Disney, Time Warner, and CBS.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, and if they actually had
Well, Disney's right now on Netflix, I think, right? I've seen, like, Little
Mermaid. Some of it, a little bit of
some
it.
Of it
like, well, Disney will never give you
Fox
the
Hound vault. Like Fox and the Hound, like, 2.
No, yeah, shit's locked in the Disney vault.
No, 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 there's I think I saw Lion King or either Aladdin. There's mm-hmm. a couple of Disney.
Neither of those. Trust me, dude, I have kids. It's Fox and the Hound 2, Dumbo's on there.
Yeah, the only thing I know is when I'm given the option of Netflix or Netflix for kids, I see Phineas and Ferb.
Okay, and that's a couple of
that's
the
a
shows.
Disney kid show. A
couple of the shows.
Well, as far as Disney goes, they'll never release their full vault to anybody. You don't have the dough to do it. No
never
one
at once.
Yeah. But at the same time, if they come out, if Sony comes out with a deal with CBS and Time Warner and all them, and it's actually something that I could use instead of my cable, because right now with Xbox I'd have to pay Cablevision in the New York region, whatever your cable provider is, and also Xbox. So if Sony could come out with it for a cheaper price, I mean, Cablevision is expensive.
No, because then realistically they're not going to give you your internet, and with just buying the internet without the triple play stuff from any of these things is way more expensive. Like I have a house line only because it was less expensive to
it's
get
like
the house
free.
Line.
I know.
Right.
I was like, if I didn't get the house line, then it wasn't worth not getting it.
Yeah.
You know? I actually just thought this was funny. If anyone wants to have a good laugh, go onto the boards at Igan.com right now where they're discussing this. And just hearing all the Xbox guys go, oh, I guess Sony does like a little TV.
But yeah, because message boards are really the place for rational discourse.
But the smarminess is out of control.
It's smarm as far as the eye can see.
Sony will get me if the content is better than Netflix.
If I get like a really sweet Metal Gear show, maybe. Like, I want a game related. That's the big thing I'm thinking.
I'm talking about just straight television. If you give me the sense where like, it works better than a DVR where it's like the second the show is done, I could just look it up like a Hell on Wheels or Breaking Bad or Walking Dead, like an AMC show or something like that, or any channel on regular basic.
You're not going to compete with Netflix.
You know what? You could compete with if any of these channels, MTV, Nickelodeon, Spike, Comedy Central, Disney, Time Warner, or CBS, comes out with their full gambit. You know what I mean? Like, if you can get every single show and season from each of these.
Realistically, yeah. Besides AMC, I don't really...
I would pay $10 a month for free access to Pete and Pete.
We're talking about our demographic, too, by the way. So it's like MTV's on that list. I know where anyone in this room is clamoring to go see Teen Mom.
No, but the younger crowd
are stupid.
The only thing that's exciting me is the Nickelodeon archives.
Yeah, I got a lot of
right.
On
if they busted out a lot of Pete and Pete's, Lucha Shorts, Ariel Monsters...
Hell yeah.
There's Iron Monsters. That would be cool, like Rocko's Modern Life. But as a whole, like
Eureka's Castle for the kids.
Not so. Oh, for the kids, all right. But the other energy
the
name,
children.
Like CBS, like
I
watch
for the children.
I only watch two shows on CBS, and every show CBS does is on super syndication at this point.
Oh, I watch zero shows on CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, like I Met Your Mother.
When was the last time I really sat and watched network TV?
Yeah.
But they really have to wow me to get my like $10 from Netflix to them.
Yeah, is it going to be included in the price of your PSN subscription?
No, I don't know.
No, that's definitely going to be a little cherry on the sundae. Like.
Right.
Okay, because I don't know that about Xbox either. All
right, moving on to the Xbox 180. Xbox says that it will fully function without the Kinect.
I know you feel like that joke slipped by, but I am chuckling very hard internally.
Thanks, thank you. Thanks.
I caught it.
It's gonna fully function without the Kinect now.
Good.
Fuck
that.
Nobody are these
wanted
guys
it.
Basically dancing for nickels now?
Yes.
I mean, like, if I ask for a panini maker, am I gonna get it?
They came out as the big shit. Like, we're Xbox. This is these are the rules you're going
to
follow.
It's cool that they're listening to
and
us.
And then everyone was like, fuck you, Microsoft. See, and they're like, no, we can still be friends. Look.
Right. I take a totally different approach to that. I thought they were legitimately, they thought everyone was going to be excited about it. When they got such a backlash, they're like, all right, well, let's give the people what they want.
But who's going to be excited about them saying, hey, you guys need the Kinects. We know it was shitty before. We're not going to claim it's any better. And also, we're not going to come out with any significant games for the Kinect.
This is great because that was the last thing they had to hang on to that was putting them below Sony. Mm-hmm. That really is it. Now, is the price point going to drop, the $100?
Well, all right, here's the thing. That's a question I was going to ask you, fellas. Are you going to be able to buy it without the Kinects? And I personally think, mark my words, they're going to do it a year after the system comes out because there's too many people who pre-ordered the one with the Kinects.
Oh, I see your point.
They're totally not going to go, oh, guess what? Now you can order it without the Kinects because they're going to have at least, I would estimate, and this is just an estimate, 60% of the people going, I would have liked to order it without the Kinects.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, at least initially, I'd want to see what they had planned for the Kinect's day one. Like, I want to see, because they had a lot of
right. And you know what? I would have loved to. I have mine reserved, and I would love to reserve it without the Kinects, and then saw what they had on day one.
Yeah,
and then
make your
one.
Decision as an informed consumer. Yeah,
yeah, well, I would have liked that.
I don't know. I'm excited about the whole both systems in general.
I'm fine with it, but
I definitely don't think that like you like I'm kind of getting the impression off of Max here that like. They're just like backtracking because they're super scared. I really think that they were.
They're backtracking because they're getting killed.
No, but I thought they were legitimately psyched.
You can't be psyched by saying, "Hey, guess what? We're taking this experience that you all know and love for many, many years, and we're throwing on a bunch of rules and limitations that are going to be very inconvenient for a lot of you."
Yeah, but every time anyone gets innovative, this you're gonna
you keep throwing this innovation word around, but that's not the case. They got in there with so much hubris.
Hubris.
That they stepped on their own toes.
All I know is that I'm
hubris means pride, Brian.
All I know is that I might have to go out on a midnight release now to go get a game instead of just sit on my Xbox.
You don't. You're gonna have to download.
No,
that
part's
gonna
be okay.
That's not a big deal.
That part's gonna be just fine. You're just not gonna have to check in, buy a Kinect, and all the other nonsense.
Right. We already got that.
And then you're gonna be able to trade a game with your friend if you want. That's all it is.
I was bummed out about no digital trading. But anyway, other quick tidbits about the Xbox. They've came out this week and said that there is no cross-platform voice chat, which if someone's on Xbox 360, you can't voice chat with someone on the
Xbox One.
I
wouldn't expect it.
Fine, because well, not technically playing the same game.
But you can text them, you know, the messages, which is more than I expected.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a surprise.
And the buddy list will tell you what system they're on.
Right.
Which is nice.
You know, it'd be
that's
kind of
cool.
Funny
like
if you were an Xbox 360 talking to an Xbox One guy, if he sounded so superior to you, he was like super clear. Like they added bass to his voice, and you were like,
"Hang on, Shock, you be Xbox One, I'll be 360."
Hello, Peter.
It's good to see you again.
Speak up with your Xbox 360.
What are you talking about? I'm playing Gears of War 3.
I cannot hear you. Buy an Xbox One.
I can't afford it.
Too bad.
Nice. Totally off the cusp. I love it. Another quick tidbit of news that I'll be throwing out there monthly is the free shit this month.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
All right. So Xbox this month, or this half of the month, we got Dead Rising 2 for free.
Well, that's a fun game.
That's a couple of weeks late for me. But all right. That's a good move. That's a good game.
That's a great game.
Also, Dead Rising Case Zero, which was the predecessor download.
You said Dead Rising.
No, yes.
Dead Space. All right. I thought you meant Dead Space.
Me and him both.
Yeah.
Thought
Dead Space. All right.
Yeah,
both went to that. We just played that. Yeah. No, it's Dead Rising 2 is great, though. That's a fun game.
It was good. It's awesome that it's for free. I don't know if anyone remembers the prelude to that. They had a little downloadable content to get you used to it, which was a Dead Rising K-Zero.
I had that, yeah.
Wasn't it free anyway?
It was free at the time.
Right. So, I mean,
you got to play a little extra interim mission.
Right. So, what's the deal? They're, like, boasting on the Xbox site.
I don't think that was free for
a
long time, though, because I remember
it was
seeing
limited.
That for like $5 or something.
It might have been five. Yeah, it might have been free.
Initially,
like,
it was
free.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, it's free again this month. And just a quick hint for anybody who wants these games but doesn't really want to take up the hardware space or doesn't feel like doing it. You hit that download button and it starts at 1%, and you just cancel it, and then forever it shows up on the Xbox servers that you owned it. Mm-hmm. So you can download it for free anytime you want.
Re-download. That's cool. I like it.
I do that.
Yeah.
I just hit it up and do that if I don't feel like playing Dead Rising right now.
That's great. It's like having it stored but not having it stored.
Right. I do it.
Yeah.
I do it. And it's my move.
That's cool.
Anyway, the PlayStation Plus, Hitman Absolution, which is a newer game, which
that's,
is nice.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah,
actually.
And it's free.
That's the past year.
They're also
Did that do well?
No, it didn't do well. I had it.
I don't think historically, I don't think Hitman games have ever been that great.
The first couple
hit.
Ones were big hits.
Not like monster
they
hits.
They made movies of that game.
Yeah, that's because Hollywood doesn't know anything about video games. That's why we get Max Payne instead of Halo.
Again, that's a big... you mean it may have been the greatest game, but that was a huge seller.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
Max
is the big franchise.
Max Payne was a big seller on computer before it was ever...
I'm just saying
the major giant franchises normally don't get their due before Prince of Persia.
Halo would be such a massive undertaking.
Well, they're doing a TV show with Steven Spielberg, I think, right?
On Xbox One.
PlayStation Plus also is throwing out Runner 2, which is kind of an indie game. I haven't really played it or know too much about it.
Yeah, not familiar.
I just wanted to throw it out there. If anyone's like interested in Runner 1, Runner 2 is free.
I guess it involves
Pinball
running?
For the Vita.
Ooh, Pinball.
Why
yeah.
not? And Darkstalkers for the Vita.
Well, it's about time
not
they
the
did
original,
something with
not
that.
The original Darkstalkers, but a Vita.
Does anybody original. Really play Vita?
Was it Victor Belmont? Loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Victor Belmont is Mr. Video. He works in a video game store.
Right.
He has access to these things.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to play a Vita. He can play whatever he wants.
I'm just saying, like, you always hear what a big seller the 3DS is, and you never really hear about
the
Vita.
Well, he was telling me, like, it's like not every Vita game, but, like, he says a lot of the good Vita games, he said they're hard to keep in stock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, good on him. I'm okay with the Vita. I got no problem with the Vita.
I think Vita's biggest problem was I was unsure what exactly
well,
was about.
Yeah,
speaking
that's
of Vita,
a big,
it's funny
point.
That you mentioned the Vita. And this is exclusive for listeners to this podcast because it's not a big announcement, but Target. Everyone knows Target?
Yeah, man. Red Price Club. Oh,
Target, for whatever reason, other than, Best Buy's not doing it, Walmart's not doing it, but Target, for whatever reason, is dropping the PS Vita price to $199 just through August 18th through the 24th. It's usually $250 for the Wi-Fi version and $300 for the one that'll go 3G.
Right.
Both versions will be $199. I can't imagine why you wouldn't pick up the 3G one instead,
yeah.
But they'll both be $199.
I mean, that's a lot of bank to drop on a handheld.
Not really.
I'd rather
spend like a couple hundred bucks more and get an iPad.
No, that's $700 for an iPad.
It's right. What? Are we talking about like an extra like $300, like $200 at that point? You don't have to get the crazy, you know, 64 gig iPad. You can just go get like a 16 gig one.
Plus the 3G subscription, it's going to run you a little more. But
I have the iPad, and I'm, you know, again, I'm excited about
the iPad. Is a different animal altogether, though.
Right.
It's a gaming machine, but not in the pure sense of a Vita.
Right.
It's
and
more
the Vita,
of a
and
laptop.
The iPad also doesn't fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know?
This is true. But I mean, I'm a commuter, and I've never seen an iPad for anything but reading magazines and playing video games.
That's what I mean. It's more of a laptop, though, because you could read magazines. You could browse that. You're on the train. You're not necessarily browsing the internet when you're going through a tunnel. You know?
Right. All right. So that's about enough of the news I can handle. I didn't actually expect us to talk so much about it.
I'm feeling chatty today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hopefully you're feeling smart, because here comes the test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right. Anyway, this test is a brand new test that I'm excited about. It's a speed test.
Speed.
You're each going to get 5 seconds. I'm going to name a fighter game. You're each going to get 5 seconds, and there's going to be no losing. But, well, you can lose at the end. But
So, yes, there is losing
right.
and winning.
So, are we going turns? Or is
yes,
like...
there are three different fighting games I'm going to name.
Okay.
I'm going to name a game. Max, you're going to start it off. You're going to name a fighter in that game. Then I hit the timer. Giant's going to have 5 seconds to name another fighter. Then, of course, reset, and then you go. And then Giant goes, and if Giant can't name one, I'm still going to keep on going because these are fighters that I know you guys know.
Okay. This is cool.
All the people. So
very
I'm not,
different game than
so right.
most.
So
at what
I'm
point
not,
does one side lose?
If you can't name it.
Bro, he said he just keeps going.
No. Nobody's not going to name one. But you each get a point for each fighter name.
Okay.
So, for example, let me name a fighter that's not on my list. Injustice.
Okay.
You could go Batman. He could go Superman. You could go Green Lantern. He can run out of time. But we're still going
to
continue
then
since
you go
I know
back
you
to me.
Yes, and then you get another point.
Okay. So then there's a chance, back to you.
Chance to pull
yes,
ahead.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You guys are going to definitely be able to name all the fighters in these games. This
will be interesting.
Okay, let me get my timer up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Well, just if we start repeating names, is there a penalty or any kind
well,
of...
Well, then it just goes to the next guy.
Just,
I don't know.
I guess that would be fair.
Okay. Max Barracuda. We're going to start it off with, and these are the original games, by the way. No add-ons, no hidden characters.
So if it's Street Fighter, all right, give me the game.
Street Fighter 2, go.
Just two?
Yes.
Okay. Ken.
Dalzim.
Ryu.
E. Honda.
Chun-Li.
Oh, the original. M. Bison.
Oh, all right.
Guile.
Wait, no. M. Bison doesn't count. Go.
Original Street Fighter 2, you couldn't pick the bosses. Go ahead.
Blanca.
Zangief.
Okay, done. And we're done. Points were to...
He's got either one or two more than me.
This is good audio.
Silence.
Tallying points.
Tally points.
It's a fun game, though.
It's a fun game.
And I should have been tallying points as it goes.
Yes, you should have. Just put a little check next to the name.
I'm excited to hear the totals now.
Giant Shock has 4 and Max Barracuda has 5.
All right.
I mean, I got skip once.
Keeping it close.
Yeah. He got skip once, but there was an odd number of whatever.
And actually, in fairness to you, Shock, how could you know that they weren't going to include the bosses?
Right.
I forgot at that point. I thought I was going to play Balrog.
No, only playable characters.
Original Street Fighter 2, you couldn't play the 4.
Really?
Balrog, Vega.
No, I'm not going to get into it, but yeah.
Sagat and Bison,
no,
you couldn't play.
All right, a lot of we're going to go. Oh, Giant Shock, I'm going to wait for you to get your drink.
Anyway. No, I got it.
We're going to go starting with Giant Shock, since it's an odd number and I want to keep it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat 1, go.
Johnny Cage.
Scorpion.
Sub-Zero.
Sonya.
Pete.
Shit, I got thrown off.
Brian.
Raiden.
Kano.
Liu Kang.
Fuck.
Brian.
Chang Tsung.
No.
That was a boss. So Goro doesn't count either. Fuck me. Reptile was a hidden character.
I didn't have any point.
Okay. Done. Did you... wait. Sorry.
I was thinking out loud.
Okay. Max, did you say Sub-Zero?
I said Sub-Zero.
He said Sub-Zero.
Okay. So then that's all the characters.
That was a fish fun, you know.
Right.
We missed Katana.
That's no, not the number one.
There's only, like, I thought Katana was in the original.
Number one?
Yeah.
Oh,
original one's only 7.
Hey, you're right. Katana came in at 2. My
bad. Melina came in at 2.
My bad.
All right, so we got Shock for 4 and Max for 3.
Tie game?
What's the last one?
It's looking like it. All right. The last one is going to be starting with Max. We're going to hit it up. Super Smash Brothers. Go.
Okay, Mario.
Link.
Peach.
Samus.
Luigi.
Oh, wait.
Mario.
I said Mario.
Oh, you did?
Pikachu.
Okay.
Oh, Donkey Kong.
Bowser. Nice.
No.
Oh, he wasn't in that?
No, he wasn't. Brian.
In the first game?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Charmander.
Kirby.
Kirby. Brian, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did we say Yoshi?
We didn't. Giant, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jigglypuff?
There you go. Giant, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wario?
No.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for the first game. I don't think Ganon was a character in the first game.
No.
No. Awesome.
Is that Futurama?
No.
No, that's Marcus.
Right.
Same voice actor, though.
Mm-hmm. Why do you always turn that down? All right, you guys are done.
That's what I want to come out to at his roast, by
you
the
guys missed Captain Falcon and Fox.
Okay, fair enough.
And Ness was
Falcon Punch.
Right. All right, so Max Max Barracuda wins that one.
What was the final?
Don't make me count it up. Just killed him.
Fair enough. I was just curious how many he got in the last round, because that one was tricky.
Let's see. You got one, two.
He has me by four, five.
Three, four, five, six. You got six, and Giant got
like
two,
three.
Because I was struggling there.
Donkey Kong, Link, and Luigi.
I was struggling there not to name like melee characters or brawl characters.
And Luigi was a secret character. I just kind of
I didn't really play that game that much.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was a test.
Good one. That was fun.
Max Barracuda hit it. I know it might not have been that much fun audio.
I like the back and forth, though.
Mm-hmm. I do like it. All right, so we're going to go into a new little thing that I'm doing this week. It's Stranded on a Desert Island.
Wilson, where are you?
Call Sam, all alone. We're alone.
Anyway, we find ourselves shipwrecked on a desert island.
Okay.
Lots of gas,
mm-hmm.
generator, TV, one system, and three games.
No Wi-Fi.
Well, Wi-Fi. Here's my one question. Do I have a friend with me?
No.
Sorry.
Nope. No friends. Well, Wilson, but he's not playing with you. Anyway, what system do you pick? And what games?
You talking to me?
Yeah,
Because
I'm looking right at you, Big Daddy.
You didn't say you didn't say Giant. I guess I'd have to go with 360. I just love that system a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Gears of War. That story mode does never gets
Gears
old
of War
to me.
One.
Yeah, the first one never gets old to me.
But without multiplayer.
No, the story mode. I just said the story
but
mode.
But you
gets
can
old.
Knock out that single player in a couple hours.
Yeah, but trying to beat that shit on Insane without a friend is fucking going to take me a couple
Look,
weeks.
Max, you're on your own island over there.
No,
man.
No. I'm making conversation.
Okay.
I'm bringing up points.
Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed 3.
Cool. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah, that's another fun one.
Mm-hmm. Even though if you're on a desert island, you could probably jump through the trees like that on your own.
Not
Practice
really.
Some moves, maybe?
Yeah.
Eventually, when I shed that island weight, you know, I'd just be like, I saw parkour and all
you
gross.
End up all Connor cut.
Yeah. And then for a last one, I know it's stupid, but Lollipop Chainsaw just always makes me smile. It's
no
fucking
way.
Stupid.
That's going to be your game.
Really? Yeah, man. It's just
Stranded
funny.
On Desert Island. Have no idea when you're going to be rescued.
I beat
Lollipop
that on a
Chainsaw.
Weekend, dude.
It's funny to me. I don't know.
I would have gone Deadpool All over right. Lollipop Chainsaw.
It's the same kind of game.
Yeah, but one is way funnier
so
than the
So you're three stranded games. Lollipop Chainsaw, Gears of War. And
Assassin's Creed 3.
Okay.
Well, I would have actually just done the trilogies of both, but
no,
I didn't want to be boring and be like, well, yeah, Gears 1, 2, 3, and then...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Max, what are we doing on your desert island?
All right, so I gave this some thought, and I thought of going modern system, but I realized in my adult life, my gaming habits are get game, beat game, get new game.
Mm-hmm.
So I took myself back to my youth where I can sit and obsessively play a game for days, weeks, and months on end, and I got to go with an SNES.
SNES. Okay.
Because there's so much replay value in those games.
16 bits of fury.
First of all, A Link to the Past. That's a long game that mm-hmm. you can always find more in, and to this day I can play it. Okay. I would also go Super Metroid for the same reasons. And if you were to tally up the amount of hours I spent on the original Street Fighter 2, that would keep me pretty busy throughout my stay on this island.
So, that's you?
Those are mine.
All right, well, I came up with... I'm actually going to bring my laptop, and I was just as surprised as anyone to find that out. Because I definitely thought 360... As soon as I
Kings
came up
Might
with...
Magic?
This, dude, as soon as I came up with this, I was like, oh, my Xbox 360, easy, Batman, Arkham Asylum, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I really gave it some thought, and I was like, wait a second, I am trapped.
Yeah.
Right? So, first one, I got to get my strategy on Heroes of Might Magic, yeah. Yeah, Giant Shock nailed it.
I'm going to guess
that game has crazy replay.
Crazy replay value. I can be any castle I want. On hard mode, it's never not going to be a challenge.
Yeah. No, I like that one.
I love it. I went with Minecraft, even though I'm not a Minecraft player now.
Ah, that's a good one.
Why not make things?
That's
you know
a really good one
right.
for a
Minecraft
desert island.
Minecraft could do anything.
Only problem is no Wi-Fi. You can't share.
Like, no,
so
but
you're
that's...
just building massive structures on your own.
I would build brick by brick New York City, you know?
Yeah, that's not bad.
And I also went for The Sims.
I was going to...
A little bit.
I was going to say that that's in the same vein.
A little bit of human interaction.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. I like this
you
question.
Become fluent in Simish. And...
Right. I actually like this question. I like to ask them at parties. You know?
Mm.
So that's why I came up with it tonight.
That is not bad.
Right. If anyone's got a better list, hit us up on the Twitter or the... visit the booth.
What's the Twitter handle?
A-Squad Gamers.
A-Squad Gamers, yes.
A-Squad Gamers.
Or Facebook, or actually just come by the booth and tell us. We're going to be having tests very similar to what we do here, and you're going to be able to win all sorts of free swag.
Especially Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to reiterate that, that's booth 1146 in the small press area, which is the main floor of the Javits Center.
Comic-Con New York, just so everyone knows.
Weekend of October 10th.
Right, and the Shock's grand prize birthday. The grand prize winners are going to get to take me out for dinner.
Oh, wow, what a grand prize.
Right.
It's amazing.
He's a very good conversationalist.
Oh, amazing.
Sounds like a real treat for the listener.
Real light eater. Couldn't be better.
It's not going to break the bank.
Your grand prize is you get to buy this guy some surf and turf.
Yeah. Not going to break the bank.
Only if it's Kobe.
I'm a class act.
Aged.
Anyway, we're going to... right now, just to throw it out there, I wasn't going to mention it, but I'm kind of PO'd about it. I wanted to throw so many indie game developers love.
Right.
So I came up with that section, and I was like, whatever Microsoft is showing at the time on the dashboard, that damn Shark game that I reviewed has been up for like 3 weeks. What's up, Microsoft?
Yeah.
Well,
weren't we going to do it every week?
I mean, I don't know where you're looking, but there's like five downloadable games that from like kind of like, I wouldn't say indie companies, but they're not like really, really well-known companies that are...
No, I'm looking on the indie game section.
I've never heard of any of these companies before. It's not like, you know, Acclaim or EA.
They're indie games.
Right. Well, indie games, a lot of them don't even have
indie, like it's five people and a, you know.
You're looking Indie's probably the ones at you the arcade heard of. Or something.
Yeah, the arcade.
Right. No.
Because I'm actually pretty excited about the Ninja Turtles game that's coming out.
That one looks sweet. Out of the Shadows?
Yeah, but that's a real deal developer.
It just looks badass.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for that. As a Turtles fan, lifelong Turtles fan.
It looks great, but like I said, I was trying to show a small developer some love.
Right.
And Microsoft, you're making it very difficult.
You're talking about, like, you know, Fez.
Right, or don't...
Well, actually...
Try not to fart.
Limbo. Right. Yeah.
Well,
oh, like, Walk Home Drunk.
Yeah.
Well, since you just mentioned Fez, they actually canceled Fez 2.
I think we talked about that.
Because the guy threw a shit fit. I don't think we talked about it.
No, but I kind of fall on the guy's side with all of it.
I saw the movie, and the movie was kind of being kind of a jerk, too.
That's editing, though. It's all editing. The way that situation went down, it was clearly the fault of the press. The guy who wrote the article who was bitching. Of course, he went by the name, like, Annoyed Gamer, because everybody on YouTube and the internet has to be Angry Video Game Nerd or Annoyed Gamer, Grumpy Gamers. Everyone's always annoyed. Nobody has love for anything.
Right.
So, of course, they're going
to... There's no double rainbows.
Yeah,
right, well,
of course they're
going to
pile
the indie
shit
game
on everybody.
Section in the first place, and it didn't happen, so I'm disappointed. So we're going to launch right into a old school game of the week.
Old school game of the week.
Old school like the old school.
California games. Who else played it?
Woo! Everyone played this
fun.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, what was that, late 80s? 87.
It was definitely 80s. I think it was, might have even been in the arcade, wasn't it?
It was on a variety of systems.
No, I think you're thinking of Skate or Die was in the arcade.
No. California Games, I think...
California Games was in the arcade?
You could play four players in the volleyball and shit like that.
I don't have that here. I have Amiga, Apple II, Atari 2600, Atari Lynx, Atari ST, Commodore 64, MS-DOS.
Okay.
NES, Sega Master Drive, Sega Master System, Genesis, Virtual Console later on.
So, Giant, what was your section? What did you know that you were going to do really well? In the game, you could pick, just so everyone knows, it was kind of the first X Games type game.
Do you want a reminder of what the events were?
No, I remember.
Oh, no, I know the events, but what I'm saying is you could always choose three events while versing someone.
Yeah.
Or I think you could go five events. I think it was always three. Maybe you could do five, but when you're versing someone, you could choose the event. What would be the event that was your strong suit that you knew you were going to win?
I like the hack. The hack was always fun.
Hack was fun.
Hitting the bird for extra points. That was always stupid to me. It was fun. I liked the skating part. The surfing part was fucking... I never got good at that.
Was that your worst part, the surfing part?
Well, it's been a long time since I played that game, but I remember not being very good at the surfing part. I don't know if it was my worst part. But that I was bad at that.
You know what? I was bad at that, too. So I think it was just a poorly constructed area of the game.
My strongest had probably the volleyball, though. I think I was...
That wasn't volleyball.
Volleyball wasn't there.
That's the arcade game I'm probably talking about.
Here's the events. I'll just give you the events. There was the half...
You played a volleyball arcade game.
No, no, it was just like the California games.
There was the half pipe, which you mentioned. Mm-hmm. There was the roller skating. There was...
I sucked at roller skating.
Surfing, which you mentioned. There was the BMX. There was a hacky sack, or what they called it, footbag.
Footbag.
Like and there was the frisbee, or what they call it, flying disc.
The disc toss, or whatever.
I remember being pretty shitty at this game. The only thing I was good at was the hacky sack.
I was good at that. I was good at half pipe myself.
Realistically, the half pipe and the hacky sack and everything else, I just kind of sucked at. But if I had to pick one, I guess I'd pick the frisbee.
That you sucked at?
Yeah.
I remember being real bad at that.
I was really good at the hacky. I was all right at the skateboard, and then all the other events I sucked at.
See, me and my cousin played this back on his NES for hours on end, and we were terrible at every event, and the only one we ever spent any time on was the half pipe, so that was the only one I was good at. Out of everything, that was all I could do. Maybe
hack
was the easiest to master early on in the game, so I was fair to Midland at that.
I'm actually the exact opposite of what you're saying. I was awful at the half pipe. I couldn't get to the top of the half pipe.
That's what took so much time. Right. You would just kind of slow to a stop in the middle of the thing.
But my number one ace in the hole, which was good because you smooth roll it in there, was the BMX.
Yeah.
I killed at the BMX. And, I'd be like, oh, I want to play the hack. And then, somebody would be like, oh, I'm playing Dan, so I'm going to throw in the half pipe so he sucks wind.
Right.
And I was like, all right, so then maybe we'll do a little BMX. And then I just murdered the BMX.
Well, you probably played a very... No, in your background, you probably played it very different than us. I played cooperatively with my cousin on his
NES. Oh, no, we played...
You were on an arcade machine.
It was a hateful
battling for supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I think most people versed that game anyway. I never played cooperatively ever.
We would just pass the sticks back and forth.
I actually played at a community center that I got dropped off when my mom was at work. And
yeah.
It was Lord of the Flies.
When you look at this game, too, by the way, it's like the most 80s/early 90s thing you could see. Everything's...
Well, Rad Racer.
Oh, well, that too, actually.
I think it actually beats Rad Racer. I know they had a California Games 2, and I played it, and...
I think California Games 2 might have the volleyball on that.
That was 91. I'm going to look that up.
Right, please look that up for me.
California Games 2, from what I remember, just keeping with the thread of tonight... It had, like, the happy, like, jet ski and, like, the weirdo events that weren't as fun.
Here's the events for that. Hang gliding.
Right.
Jet ski.
Right.
Snowboarding. Body surfing and skateboarding.
Body surfing? How lame is that?
Body surfing,
there was
yeah.
one of these, multiplayer, like, free games. Like, it had, like, not just volleyball. It had a couple other games to it. And I remember I had it on Nintendo, and that was the first multi-tab I ever bought. It came with four players, and you could play.
Track
four.
And field? Yeah.
That
came with a multi-tab, right?
No, it just came with a fucking power pad.
Yeah. Here's what I remember about California Games 2. Mm-hmm. I was 9 years old when it came out. Bikini girls all over the cover. It's all about it.
8-bit bikini bras.
I think it was two booties in your face.
It was...
And, like, just leaning on a skateboard,
it
right?
It was chicks in, leaning against a boogie board in super, like, 80s high-rise bikinis.
Straight twerking it.
Everything was neon.
Yeah.
The guys
that.
Were in Zubaz pants.
Like kind of one pieces they were wearing?
No, they were bikinis, but they were 80s bikinis, so it was like...
Okay.
Everything
Whoa,
was like
80s.
Neon purple with yellow highlights and rode up to their armpits.
Yeah, anyway, we throw out that game so that hopefully people go, oh shit, I remember that game.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It was a good
I have
game.
Very fond memories of it.
I really wish that... that's one thing that the Nintendo Wii or Kinect could do. They could come out with a new version of the California
games. It's called
games.
Wii Sports.
They got the Mario Parties, basically.
No, but you know what? If it was branded, branded the California games, I would pick it up.
Would you pick up a whole
just
Wii
that
system?
But it's
I would love to do the hack on the Kinect.
It's going to be Wii Sports, but with a different name attached to it, and you're that excited?
I would do the hack on the Kinect.
This was a great game because it was the first of its kind. It wasn't necessarily like...
Don't you know that like...
A translatable game.
Hacky sack's like $5. You don't have to spend like $400 to virtual hacky sack.
Well, see, the game wouldn't be $400, and I'm already buying the Xbox One.
What game are you buying $400?
No, like the whole system. Like, I'm not having a Wii. You said
No, I didn't
right.
say...
You're saying you go buy a hacky sack. Yeah.
Right.
It costs you $1.10.
Right.
Go to a head shop. It's like $3.
They'll hand you one with the purchase of a...
Yeah, but surfboards get costly, so...
Of a tie-dye pipe.
Anyway, the game was excellent. I loved it. I wish they'd come out with a reincarnation.
You know,
well,
the,
like I said, the Kinects, not the Wii U.
Well, you know all the Easter eggs and stuff in there, right?
The Easter eggs, so let me try and name them. Okay. The shark would come and destroy me when I was surfing.
Yeah, every time if you screwed up in the surfing board, occasionally, if you screwed up enough, a shark would come by and it would play the Jaws theme.
Right. That was awesome.
I never saw the shark. I never even stood up on that shit.
Then you definitely did. If you
a dolphin, I think it was three times would occasionally swim by too.
Dolphins came to help me, bro. There was sharks. Sharks were.
I don't know if the seagull counts as an Easter egg. Does that count?
I guess technically, because it only showed up on occasion. But the shark was the one you wanted.
You know what would happen every time I got really destroyed at the half fight? The hatred full of Hollywood.
Do you get the metaphor of that, though? Like, the reference?
Ollie?
Ollywood.
Nice. No, you know what? I actually never got that.
Good call.
Hollywood.
Good call.
Nice.
There it is.
Hollywood. I used to blow the H off the Hollywood sign in Twisted Metal, too. You used to be that was an Easter egg.
Yeah, but you weren't skateboarding at the time, so it wasn't in school.
No, I wasn't. I wish, FYI, also, mental note, skateboarder would be cool in Twisted Metal.
Also, in footbag, of course, you mentioned hacky sack. You could hit the bird, the seagull. You get some extra points, and the bird apparently had a name, George.
Oh, nice!
And when you do the frisbee practice, if you fuck up,
that damn dog bite you.
I was gonna say
would bite your buddy.
The dog would come up, but the weirder one was if you screwed up enough, a UFO would come and abduct you.
No, I never got that. I don't think I was all right after this toss.
Yeah, there was a couple in there, but the UFO one only happened to me once, and it blew my fucking mind.
Just like, wait a second.
It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All
right, anyway, that's the episode for this week. How long did we go this week?
We went 52 minutes.
That's my target, man.
You're on point.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for about an hour. And
we were chatty today.
We were a little chatty. Right, I appreciate it. I probably only had about 20 minutes of actual content, so thanks, fellas.
You want to argue more about something? Or?
You know, I'm pretty good for today.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you have to bring up a subject I could argue about.
Why hasn't there been more good James Bond games?
Well, he made the best game
ever. Well, because
ever.
He's going down anyway. Anyway, the Comic-Con booth, come by. What are we going to have, man? We're going to have shot glasses?
Shot glasses, t-shirts,
Paint
hats,
now,
comic
we're all,
books.
Just so everyone knows, we're all part of the parent company of...
Painted
Black. Of Viacom. No. Well, we're Painted Black Studios. Which
we're trying
is
to get bought out by Disney. It's not working too well.
Right. Painted Black Studios, comic books. We're all workers at the comic book company, and we just do this podcast stuff because we love it. Because
it's fun.
And because it's slow to come out with indie comic books.
It's a long process. People got jobs and shit.
Right.
Jobs
so
and families.
The shot glasses are going to say Painted Black. I think we're going to have some A-Squad t-shirts.
I mean, if you want to put your logo on a shot glass, I'll buy shot glasses too.
We should do something.
A Squad shot glass.
How about A Squad Xbox controller skins?
Yeah, that'd be great for the next 2 months, Pete.
I can make them for Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I just need one. That's all.
A lot of speculation.
I think we're going to do hats, t-shirts, shot glasses, definitely Painted Black stuff. We're all going to be there. If you want to be on the show, come by. Obviously, if you live in New York, that'd be even better. You could even be a guest on the show. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I just had an idea, man. I might just bring a TV and a system, and you could just challenge us to some random games we bring.
I could even wheel in an arcade machine if I felt like it.
Now we got to pay for extra electricity.
Now that's a thing that I think is a long shot, but I could definitely bring in a system with a TV, and we could play you in some games.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bone up on the...
That would actually be fun as hell.
I'll do
if
it.
If you like that idea, tweet us.
Injustice.
Right. Injustice.
A-Squad Gamers on Twitter.
I'm into it. Maybe we'll set up some video game challenges. We're all
FIFA.
Right. Right.
No FIFA.
In case you,
why not?
In case people haven't noticed.
I
want to
fall asleep at the show.
Yeah, Giant Shock likes playing FIFA.
You could play Pete in Assassin's Creed 3. Like,
you can play me in anything but FIFA, because that is the most boring, painful shit in the world.
People kill each other over soccer.
Yeah.
No one's ever killed anyone.
Virtual soccer is
well,
good night,
everybody. The call sign, right? What was the call sign?
The call sign?
My call out.
Your sign
Oh, you
off?
Guys, you love games, and we love games.
You've been struggling.
We
love
all
us.
Love games.
So we
everybody
love,
loves
we
games.
We love you. I'm sticking with it.